USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan meeting at the White House deteriorated after an overwhelming House vote condemning the president's decision to pull U.S. forces out of Syria. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says the president acted...
He just couldn't handle it. He kind of engaged in a meltdown.
Meanwhile, Republican Minority Leader from California Kevin McCarthy on Pelosi leaving the meeting.
I've been in a lot of meetings where individuals get heated with one another. I do not believe in that process that you get up and you walk away.
Also today in Washington, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is accusing House Democrats of denying the Trump administration due process in the impeachment inquiry.
They're going to go forward. Providing fundamental fairness and due process is appropriate.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Two of the latest police officer deaths in America were self-inflicted. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Another NYPD police officer has died by suicide. As the department says, the off-duty police sergeant was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in Queens on Tuesday. It's the 10th NYPD suicide this year, twice as many as all of 2018, leading the police commissioner in the Big Apple to call it a mental health crisis. And the shooting death on Monday of a Montgomery County, Maryland police officer has been ruled a suicide by a medical examiner. 38-year-old Officer Thomas Bomba was found dead in a parking garage in Silver Spring right after he'd radioed for backup, claiming he was dealing with what he called disorderly subjects.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is downplaying concerns about his fundraising. Talking with reporters in Ohio, the Vice President says his fundraising efforts are going fine. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As 2020 Democratic presidential candidates came together on the debate stage Tuesday night, the controversy over Hunter Biden's work in Ukraine did not figure prominently in the discussions. RNC spokesman Liz Harrington joins Fox News and says,
another reason why Democrats can't attack Joe Biden on Ukraine is they would be admitting what everyone knows, that President Trump is right. The Bidens are corrupt. They did have corrupt dealings in Ukraine and China. And if they admit that and they attack this swamp behavior where Hunter Biden was making $50,000 a month on a natural gas company where he had no experience just because his dad was running a point on Ukraine policy for the Obama administration, they would have to admit the fact that this impeachment is completely baseless.
ABC News has not issued an on-air correction after apparently mistaking footage of what appears to be a gun range in Kentucky as a combat video from Syria. At a press conference on Wednesday, President Trump addresses the ABC News scandal.
When you ask a question like that, it's very deceptive, John. It's almost as deceptive as you showing all of the bombings taking place in Syria, and it turned out that the bombing that you showed on television took place in Kentucky. So, you know, and I'm not even sure that ABC apologized for that, but certainly it was a terrible thing. I'm looking at this, I say, wow, that's pretty bad, and it was in Kentucky, it wasn't in Syria, so I don't know what you're going to do about that, but I think ABC owes an apology.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.